Hello everybody, I hope you're all doing well. This is the podcast Living Out Loud, LOL, and I'm your host, Cheche Oyando, also known as The Locked Doc, or Cheyenne, if you like. And in this podcast, we discuss all things lifestyle. So yeah, grab your coffee or whatever you drink, and let's get right into it. Hello everyone, and welcome to this episode. Thank you so much for your feedback on the last episode. I think that episode I got the most feedback, most comments, messages, listens as well. Yeah, so thank you guys so much. I'll try to do more story times once in a while. Yeah, so thank you guys. So as usual, we'll start with an affirmation. So today's affirmation is I deserve endless love and happiness. That's a nice one, and it's the month of love, so yeah. So for this today's topic, I had actually already recorded this a while back. I recorded it before the story time episode, but I didn't put it out because I felt like I needed to be rejuvenated first, and what else? I just didn't like the whole episode, and I didn't have as much to offer you guys, like in terms of lessons, because I said, as Wahura Kabuta says, we educate and aim to be educated. We aim to educate and to be educated, guys. So I hope this time it will be better. Yeah, so this episode is about loving someone who is struggling in some sort of way, maybe going through a hard time, or has a mental health issue or problem. So yeah, so first I'll give a backstory, a very summarized story, and then we can get to the discussion. So for this topic, I've been the person on both ends of such a relationship. I've been the person who is struggling with a mental health problem, and I have been the person who's loving someone who has a mental health problem. So I'll start with when I was on struggling. So as I mentioned in a previous episode, in 2020, I was diagnosed with severe depression and severe anxiety, and at that time I was in a relationship, and actually my partner is the one who recognized that I probably need to seek some sort of help, because I wasn't only hurting myself, I was hurting my partner as well, and I didn't realize it at the time until later on after I went through therapy. And yeah, I could see what was happening. I was a totally different person. I would just be in a low mood all the time, and you could see, like, my partner was trying to, like, be there for me, but I was repelling them. So yeah, that's just a summary of what was happening. And at the time when I got diagnosed, I think it had been an issue for a really long time, several years, but I never got to deal with it, because I think I've always been a very busy person, so I was always up and about, so I was probably avoiding my problems. So in 2020, as we all know, it was COVID hit, and now we were all at home doing nothing. Well, most of us were doing nothing. And I think that's when all these thoughts came racing, and yeah, they all hit me at once. And yeah, that's when I went down bad. Yeah, but I went through therapy, and my therapist really helped me cope. She gave me tasks to do that would help me with my anxiety and my depression, and yeah, it really helped. I didn't go for therapy again during that time because therapy is expensive, so, and I was on a student budget, so yeah, I couldn't afford it anymore. But I had another therapy session sometime last year, and yeah, it helped. I still use the tools she gave me to cope, especially when I'm having my anxiety attacks. And yeah, so therapy is good, guys. And yeah, you should go for therapy. About therapy, there are many forms of therapy. Therapy doesn't just necessarily mean speaking to a profession. Actually, therapy, sorry, I have notes here because I planned this episode because I didn't want to record again, so I decided to plan this time. So therapy is just taking time to understand and dig deep, to quiet your mind and release and find out what's happening inside of you. So this can be in form of meditation. Yeah, it could also be, but for what worked for me is talking to someone, a professional. Yeah, so, and most times when you're talking to somebody, it would be advisable to talk to someone who doesn't know you personally. So that's what I'm saying, like a professional. So and this professional will see where you're coming from and help you deal with your issues. And in turn, therapy only works if you decide to help yourself. Basically, if you actually are intentional and you actually do whatever the therapist is advising you to do, yeah, that's when it will work. Yeah, and you can't be forced to go for therapy. You have to be the one to want it. Yeah, so that was just a side note on therapy. So now I'll go into me now supporting or loving someone, being with somebody who's going through a mental health issue. So this person I was seeing was having a rough patch, let me say. And anytime they would go through something in their life, it would affect our relationship as well, because this person was what's the word? I don't want to say an avoidant, but yeah, an avoidant, let me say. And I am someone who really, really cares, and I want to be there for you. And maybe the more I was trying to be there for this person, the more it was, they were repelling me, or not repelling me. I was repelling them by like being there for them. So it got really bad. Some days they would try. Another thing with mental health is You really try to get yourself out of it, but it's so hard. It's challenging. So, they would try that days they would be okay, but then there are times where now, like, it's uncontrollable. They can't do anything about it. They probably don't want to act in this way, but they don't know how not to. So it was just a weird dynamic, and this is something that had happened to them before we got together. So they knew that they had this issue, but they didn't know how to, like, they were trying their best, let me say, to try and work it out by themselves. But sometimes you need somebody else to help you out, and most times this person shouldn't be your significant other. And yeah, maybe that was wrong of me for trying to be that to this person, because I'll talk about now why it should not be your significant other trying to help you. Yeah, but if you're in such a situation, don't just up and leave this person. First, you could try. I mean, like, try first and be there for them. Suggest therapy. And if all that doesn't work, then, yeah, you can now take your leave. But I'll get more into... Oh, my pen, sorry. But I'll get more into that. Sorry if you hear pages flipping. I said I have notes today. Organized girl. Okay, so so for this topic, now we'll get into the discussion. Those were just backstories, so to see where I've come from and what I've learned from them. So the first thing is, communicate to the person that, like, yeah, I want to be here for you. I want to help you get out of this. But then at the same time, you need to be careful and have enough self-awareness and boundaries and love yourself. Set a healthy boundary, basically, with yourself that, I'm being here for this person, but I also need to be there for myself. Because if you don't do this, you find that whatever behavior this person has may start to creep up on you. And especially if you are in a situation where the person is engaging in self-destructive behaviors, to, like, their coping mechanism at the time is a self-destructive behavior. For example, if the person is doing drugs or they're suicidal, you may be there trying to help them and build them up, but then you may get depressed in the process, because these self-destructive behaviors will start to creep on you. For example, maybe if this person is doing drugs and whenever they have taken drugs, or if they're dependent and they don't take drugs and they're going through some sort of withdrawal, they may lash out at you or be abusive towards you in any sort of way, verbally, physically, emotionally abusive. And this may hurt you in turn. So you may be there trying to help somebody, but in turn, you end up getting hurt. Something else is, you can't help someone who doesn't want to be helped. I'll speak from a dating point of view, because I've never been like married or anything like that, so I can't speak on that, but I'll speak from a relationship point of view. So in a relationship, This is the seeing potential phase. So if you see red flags, you need to communicate them. And if you communicate them and they're not being met, then yeah, you can take your leave. I think it's easier in a, it's probably easier in a relationship to leave than in a marriage. Yeah, and that's something I learned late. but yeah, so communicate to this person. For example, if it starts to affect you, tell this person that, for example, in my case, I should have communicated to this person and said that, hey, every time you're going through a rough patch, this can't always be the situation we end up in, because rough patches always happen in life, and when you behave like this, you're not only hurting yourself, but you're also hurting me. So yeah, communicate like that. And yeah, I think that was the point. Was that the point? I don't know. I think I've mixed 2 points, but yeah, you get the gist. I hope so. You also need to learn whether is this just a one, like, is it just a season that this person is going through, or is it it's a recurring behavior, and this person doesn't want to change this sort of behavior. So, and if it's a recurring behavior, for example, if this person is self-destructing themselves in any type of way, you may see that, okay, this person probably doesn't love themselves. And if this person doesn't love themselves, they honestly can't love you. Yeah. The next point was on therapy, but I said I'd let you know why your significant other may not be the best person to talk to. First of all, you'll be talking to them from a personal point of view, and you as a significant other, you also need to know that you can only help so much, because you know this person deeper. You know this person really. Oh, English has escaped me again. So you know this person. You have a deep connection with this person, and you may find yourself not giving them logical solutions, but more so emotional solutions. And that is not what they need at that time. So it would be nice to have somebody who is a professional, somebody who doesn't know this person personally, to talk to them. The fourth point, or fifth point, have grace. So I already mentioned this, so don't just up and leave. Have grace. Again, decipher whether is this just something that's happening right now, or is it something that's a recurring behavior. And then if it gets to a point where this person is now hurting you and disrespecting you, you're crying every day and you've tried everything, let's say you've tried therapy, there's no change, then you can leave, because you've done what you have to do, and yeah, you can't do much else. Be there for yourself the same way you are trying to be there for somebody else. And then also, this is something that my sister, actually my younger sister, challenged me to do. She asked me one day, I was going through something, and she asked me, she's like, if I was going through the same thing, what would you tell me? Why do I have tears? Because, oh gosh, my small sister. Okay. Yeah, so she asked me, yeah, if like, how would I advise her if she was going through the same thing? And I challenge you to ask yourself the same question. Your friend or your sibling has come to you with that same problem that you have. What would you tell them? You see that they're giving their all, taking care of this person who is going through a hard time, but you see that it's also destroying them. So likely you tell your friend that, I feel like maybe you're not being valued. I was taught not to say I feel like. I see that you're not being valued, and you're not being given what your worth is. So yeah, and then you as a friend, let me also turn it around. If you are a friend and you see your friend is going through a season where she is loving someone who probably doesn't love themselves, or is self-destructing, or is hurting them by maybe they're dealing with something and it's hurting your friend as well. I'd encourage you, don't just be like, oh yeah girl, yeah, you deserve better. Don't lash out at them like that. Which is hard, but yeah, just like, be supportive. Understand that your friend has to navigate this journey on their own. And then yeah, just be there for them. Yeah. So then now another point is, now to the person in the relationship, just talk to yourself and figure out how many times do you have to feel like your needs are not being met, because this person is going through something, and they're focused on that. Your needs are not being met, and you're trying to be there for them, trying to be understanding, but they're pushing you away, and of course you're gonna get hurt. So how many times will you feel belittled, or like your needs are not being met? And then also ask yourself, also, how many times have you had this conversation with a friend? Because likely you've opened up to someone. So if you see that, one week into the relationship, I told my friend this and this. 2 months later, I've told her the same thing. 1 year later, I'm still telling her the same thing. Like, you need to have some sort of self-awareness to see that, yeah, this behavior is probably not going anywhere, especially if you've communicated and tried to be there for this person. And, yeah, babe, just listen. And that was a personal question to myself. Oh, God. Hey, anyway, and then another thing that you as a person who is loving somebody who is struggling, you need to know, how does this person want to be loved at this particular time? Because maybe you are loving them the same way that you were loving them when things were better, like in the honeymoon phase or something like that. But at this time, maybe this is not how they want to be loved at that time. And that's something that I learned when I was in that situation. As I said, I'm a very caring person, and I love very intensively. Whew, girl. So, maybe like this person needs space, and you're not understanding that because you just want to be there for them and care for them. But all this person needs is just like a bit of space to figure themselves out, and then maybe they'll be okay and things will work out. Or if this person's love language, by the way, I'll do an episode on love languages after this. So let's say this person's love language was gift giving. So you're used to buying this person gifts, and right now all this person just wants is quality time and to be listened to, and or a hug, physical touch. So maybe you're loving this person in a way that they don't want to be loved at that time. So they're not feeling loved by you at that particular time, because basically you're not giving them what they need at that time. On the same point, this is something that I learned to do in my relationship. I would ask my partner, disclaimer before I go into this. You can't be everything to this person. You can't be their mother. You can't be their therapist. You can't be their lover. You can't be, like, you can't be everything at once. But what you should aim to be is, yes, be there for them romantically, because that's what differentiates your relationship from just your relationship with them than any other relationship. But then also be their friend. I think those are the main two you should aim to be. If you want to be other things, you can be, but then it might be taxing on you. So back to my point. So what I tell my partner is, babe, I'm not just your romantic partner. So if you're going through a hard time, like, just tell me, like, what would you like me to be for you today? Would you like me to be your friend? Would you like me to be your homie? Like, we don't have to talk about it. We can just chill and watch football. Or would you like me to be your romantic partner, your lover? Yeah. So I think that ties in with that point. Like, figure out what version of you they want at that particular time, because you can't just be their lover all the time. Sometimes they just need a friend. Sometimes they just need a homie. They don't want to talk about it. They just want to do things with you. Yeah. Next point. Communicate. I think I already made this point, but I didn't hit the nail on the head properly. So I think, especially if this person is an avoidant, you need to prepare yourself mentally, because likely this person doesn't want to communicate at that particular time. And then also when you're conversing with this person, do it in a way where you're not going to push this person's buttons, because this person is already on edge. So anything they might say, they're more sensitive than they usually are. So you need to, what's the word? I hate when English escapes me. But yeah, you need to find a way to phrase whatever you want to communicate to this person in a way that doesn't push their buttons, and so that it's a productive conversation. And for example, if this person is an avoidant and you decide to have a conversation and this person lashes out at you, don't meet it back by lashing back out at them. And that's why in the beginning I said you have to have a level of self-awareness, self-preparation, and self-love, such that if they lash out at you, you don't give the same energy back. And I'm not saying stay even when you're being lashed out at, but if you decide to still want to be there for this person, understand that, yeah, they may lash out at you. And what am I trying to say? Yeah, just don't meet them lashing out by also lashing out at them, because now they will likely now project it on you and say, like, this is why I didn't want to open up to you, because you're not understanding me. And now you will feel even worse about yourself. Yeah. Yeah, so I think I am almost done. So I will give a conclusion. So I want to say that the energy you get from someone speaks very loudly. So what you need to do is you need to recognize this energy, understand it, register it or process it, and then appreciate it. And then when you've appreciated this energy, you should know how to deal with it. So will you stay or will you leave? Especially if it's something that keeps happening, you really need to go through these stages of recognizing this energy, understanding it, registering it, and appreciating it, and then decide how you want to deal with it. And then you need to help yourself. Yeah, choose yourself first all the time. Once again, I said it's something I learned very late. Actually, I'm still learning this. Yeah. And then also, both of you need to, like, create a safe space for this person to be able to pull back their layers. Was it in Shrek 1 when Shrek said to Donkey that ogres are like onions and onions have layers? Yeah, so you need to peel back these layers, and beneath these layers, maybe this person doesn't feel vulnerable enough with you to pull back their layers. So if you are able to create some vulnerable space for this person, then yeah, they'll be able to pull back their layers and trust you, and be able to now give themselves fully to you, and it will be healthier than them closing themselves up on being unavoidant. Yeah. Yes, I think am I done? Yeah, so I'll give a quote, and this is to do with therapy again. So the quote says, you can give a man a fish and he will eat for a day, or you can show this man how to fish and they'll eat for a lifetime. And that's what therapy is. During therapy, they give you tools that will help you fish so you can feed yourself for a lifetime. Something else is, know when to give grace. sometimes give space and support. Yeah. And if it's making you hate yourself or harming you mentally, maybe you actually need the space. Something I decided to do this year is I want to be on a journey to help myself and prepare myself, make changes for myself, and therefore I will attract the same people around me. And that has been working for me in my friendships, romantically, and I'm really grateful for that. Yeah, so I think that is the end of this podcast, and I hope you've learned something. And yeah, so don't forget to share whatever platform you're listening to me on. I'm currently also on Google Podcasts, so that means I am on Spotify, I'm on Apple Podcasts, I'm on Anchor, and I'm on Google Podcasts. And I'm really grateful for that. So yeah, guys, thank you for your support. Have a lovely, what is it? Whatever time you're listening to this, have a lovely time. Bye, guys.